Jesus helps his mother. Returning from Jerusalem, Jesus hoped to direct Joseph and Mary to the prophecies of the suffering Savior. On Calvary, he sought to lighten his mother's grief. He was thinking of her now. Mary was to witness his last agony, and Jesus desired her to understand his mission, that she might endure when the sword should pierce through her soul. How much better she could have borne the anguish of his death if she had understood the scriptures to which he was now trying to turn her thoughts. By one day's neglect, Joseph and Mary lost the Savior, but it cost them 3 days of anxious search to find him. So with us. By idle talk, evil speaking, or neglect of prayer, we may in one day lose the Savior's presence, and it may take many days to find him and regain the peace we have lost. We should take heed lest we forget Jesus and pass along unmindful that he is not with us. Absorbed in worldly things, we separate ourselves from him and from the heavenly angels. These holy beings cannot remain where the Savior's presence is not desired, and his absence is not marked. Many attend religious services and are refreshed by the Word of God, but through neglect of meditation and prayer, they lose the blessing. By separating themselves from Jesus, they have shut away the light of his presence. It would be well for us to spend a thoughtful hour each day in contemplation of the life of Christ. We should take it point by point, and let the imagination grasp each scene, especially the closing ones. Thus our confidence in him will be more constant, our love will be quickened, and we shall be imbued with his Spirit. Beholding the beauty of his character, we shall be changed into the same image from glory to glory.